Hey, this is Lace Punch, and I have a guest in tonight.
Hello, this is Samantha.
Yes, Samantha is from most recently Cut Piece.
Cut.
And we're going to play, she's got brought a bunch of songs, and we're going to play Stone Cold by Macho Boys first. KXRY Portland.
Hey, those Macho Boys. That was a band that I had a few years ago. Totally loved it. Shout out to Takaya, Chris, Joe, Sam. Thank you for playing in that band. It was so much fun.
You know, way back, you invited me to KBOO when you were a DJ in there, of course.
Yeah.
When you said, oh yeah, my hardcore band's playing there. So that was the first time I went in there to see live bands.
Whoa, thank you for coming to that. I'm so glad that you started DJing there, and now you're a DJ here and have your own show.
Heck yeah. So I did that for like 4 years there. How long were you a DJ at Life During Wartime?
A couple years, and sometime like off and on too, but I would always get interrupted by the legislative session where I had to wake up at 5 a.m. and go to Salem and work for people in North and Northeast Portland and then Milwaukee with some lawmakers, and I couldn't do like a late night radio show, right? From 10 to 12 and then wake up at 5, so.
Oh, that's the reason?
Yeah.
Everybody kind of quit at the same time there, but left Aaron alone.
I know, but man, people really hold the mantle down now, and I'm excited to see what's ahead in the upcoming year with all the live music that they'll have.
Yeah, they have live bands a lot. And they just asked me, well, long story short, Zach asked me if CC could come in, failure could comply could play.
Whoa, that's so cool.
I'm not going in.
No? Okay, you're not going to go. Well, fuck him. Whatever.
how about now? You got bands going now?
I'm playing a couple of bands right now. Most recently, I've been playing with Zach and Justin and something called Smear Brute. I'll give a world premiere of one of those songs later.
Oh,
so you're on the edge of your seat, I know.
That's what that was.
Yeah, and then I'm also practicing with Piss Test because we're getting ready for a reunion show. It's a memorial show for our dear friend Johnny. We're coming up on 1 year of him being gone out of this world. Cancer, fuck it. And we're going to do it for the Johnster.
Let's play another song right now from Cut Piece. And we'll talk about it after. Let's listen to G-U-G-I. What's it stand for?
Guji, giving up on giving in.
Hey.
All right, Sam.
All right.
That was Cut Piece. Now, Cut Piece, you broke up like really shortly last year.
We did.
And I missed you guys. I would have bought your record at the merch table.
Oh, I know, right? Yeah, we broke up before we even played a show after the song came out. But you can get the record online, maybe in a few stores. There are only 300 of them, but it's out on Total Punk Records, and I'm sure you can find it if you look hard.
I love those kind of names with the letters that Laura writes, like G-U-G-I, sort of like a mantra.
Definitely.
All right, so let's talk about the gig coming up with Piss Test. What about Rodrigo?
Yeah, Rodrigo's still ripping. He plays in 4 different bands and is a powerhouse. You know, we've practiced twice, and getting together with him is just so effortless. I love playing with him. It's awesome.
So you guys need to practice, huh? Is it all coming back?
Yeah, it's all coming back. We hadn't played in 6 years. No breakup or anything, just hadn't played, and looking forward to it. It's coming back great. I love the set list, and it's nice to be playing a jazz bass again.
Oh, cool. I brought my records. Maybe you could sign them for me.
Totally, I would love to.
Okay, so Piss Test is part of a great lineup coming up on January 17th for Johnny Fest, and that's a benefit for, what was it again?
Cancer Havers. Yeah, so our dear friend Johnny passed away of cancer. He fought it for almost 8 years and was really young when he died. So all the money raised is going to go to individual people who are fighting cancer right now.
Well, that's great. There's been a lot of cancer in my family, and it really hurts to hear about it.
Right.
All right, so playing that night is... Are you going to play a bunch of these bands tonight?
You'll be surprised.
All right, we're going to hear that's at Blackwater on Sandy Boulevard, 5115. It's all ages, probably.
Yeah,
they usually
all
are.
Ages.
Saturday, January 17th, you can see Flip Tops with Red Dawns, Clorox Girls, right?
Deadly Weapons. We got a reunion.
Yes.
Oakland Band.
And Andy Place and the Cool Heads, as well as High Society. Who are they?
That's an MC5 cover band with all superstars. We've got Chris Gunn, Scott, Luke, fucking August coming out of retirement, and Justin Schramer. It's going to be really, really good.
Oh, August.
Yeah.
I met him at KBOO, too.
Yeah, we all have to go. That's going to be incredible.
Kick out the jabs, MF-er!
If you want.
And Red Shadows.
Yeah, Red Shadows was Johnny Cat's last ever band, and they're going to play every song that they had recorded.
Cool.
With Doug Burns on guitar.
Is Tina in that band?
Tina is in Deadly Weapons.
Oh.
And Justin Maurer, who's in Clorox Girls, plays drums in that band. So you're going to see J-Mal on the drums, and then he's going to have to front the Clorox Girls, and it's going to be effortless and wonderful.
A lot of people doing doubles, like Doug, too.
Yeah, and Zach.
Oh, really? Which bands is that?
Red Dawns and Piss Test.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's just really hard friend core. Don't miss it, though. Even if you don't know any of these people, it's just a nice taste of Portland past in a really sweet era.
A lot of bands going to be all night?
Yeah, and it starts at 4.
Ooh. All right, I'll have to put it on my calendar then.
Yeah, you got to get ready. And, you know, it'll be easy. Like, I just went to another fest last month in Japan, and I'm excited to play some of those songs from that. But it made me think, we can do fests.
Heck yeah.
We got it, especially if Tina's involved.
Who's organizing the whole thing?
Tina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
The
heart.
I hope you brought some music of Tina's tonight, too.
I did. I have a special bootleg from Bargain Rock Japan. But first, I'm going to play a song by She's, which is an incredible Japanese band featuring Aya, Yuko, Junjun, and Maniyan. And in particular, Aya helped organize Bargain Rock, the fest that I went to last month. You're going to love this song.
Oh, Yeah.
You went to Japan just for that?
Yes, it was incredible. I saw Tina play two nights in a row with this powerful band, the Thunder Roads, and that was the last song of the fest. That was three-night fest. And Tina played Dressed in Black with the Thunder Roads, and you know, that's a famous Teen Generate song, garage rock, and both Fink and Fifi were on stage.
That's so cute.
They rocked. Balloons were flying. Asses were shaking. It was so good.
And was that the first time you've been to Japan?
Yeah, it was the first time I went to Japan, and I had to go for Tina. Tina, Tokyo Takeover. So good.
Nihongo o hanashimasu ka?
Arigato. Before that, we heard the Let's Go's, the song Refrain. It's about how they rock every single day of the week, which is true. Trust me. Look them up. And before that, She's Heartache, the B-side of their new 7-inch. You must get it.
Heck yeah. Samantha is in tonight at X-Ray FM. So glad to have you in. All right. So what else did you do in Japan? Did you go to all the sites like Mount Fuji?
I saw Mount Fuji from the bullet train window, went to a lot of temples, ate great food. I hung out with friends, in particular Yosuke and Kazu, and had really, really good food. Zach and I went to Kyoto and Tokyo, and then we went to Taiwan, Taipei.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You went
to
Taiwan? It was so great. Yeah. And then, well, it's been a wild year for us, right? Like, we lost Johnny in January. We lost Pierre, our dog, in May. And we just had to get out. So in August, we went to Thailand, November, Japan, and Taiwan. And in March, I think we're going to go to the UK, to England, to see Billy Childish in London for my birthday.
Oh, my gosh. When is that?
March 28th.
Wow. So you got your passport already.
It's ready. It's burning a hole in my pocket.
No, I'm sorry to hear about your dog, Pierre.
Thank you.
Was that the rescue dog?
Yeah. We had him for like 8 years. The dog of my life. I love him.
One?
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Since then, we've been fostering.
Oh.
He ended up going down pretty hard and fast. And we've been fostering with one tail at a time and just got approved to foster with Pacific Pug Rescue, too. So dog life, I'm dog obsessed.
Oh, you're a great person like that with the rescue dogs.
Yeah, I just love them. And I love Nick's Division, too. There's some dogs of members of that band. And
I want to mention one more thing about Pierre. One night you had mentioned, we were outside of the No, and I was with my friend Marsha, who passed away.
Everyone.
But you said that you had been chasing your dog around, you and Zach, and you finally made it back to the gig or something.
Oh, yeah.
And then Marsha said, "Do you need a hug?" And she gave you a giant hug. And that's so great that you shared that with my friend Marsha. I loved her. She passed away.
Oh, I love those friends. I love the No. I'll miss it forever. And speaking of friends and the home team, one of our favorite times in Kyoto was like watching music videos at this metal bar. And of course we played the Next Division video.
Oh, really?
So of course I have to play this hit. Here
Heck
we go.
Yeah.
We're going to hear Soldier of Love by Next Division.
Off the record. Oh, I have the red one.
Ooh.
Oh, are we on? Oh, sorry. Oh, speed.
Well, take the blood, we'll end the sin.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and in Nehalem, Wheeler, Manzanita, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM. Streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. Radio is yours! Yeah, the mics were a little crazy, but you just heard Poison Idea, Taken by Surprise Records. Before that, War Cry, BSBS, FBS, That Goes to Franz, Baton Armé, L'Union Fait la Force, Pyrex, Protein, and Nick's Division, Soldier of Love. That sets for all the oi boys out there.
I know I wrote that wrong, but was that Taken by Surprise Records?
No, just Taken by Surprise, but I added the records.
Because I wrote it wrong on the computer.
It just auto-populated. Everyone loves Taken by Surprise Records.
We're live in the studio. Samantha's here, and we're even inputting the playlist, so you could check that online, and you could hear all the older shows on the archives when I've had other guests come in. Thanks so much for coming in, Samantha.
Absolutely. I'm so excited to share this next set with you. This is for, like, you know, I've got a sweet tooth. I can't stop eating chocolate and listening to power pop. And we're about to hear Kill City Thrillers. Well, well, well. And this is the pre-Soda Pop Kids version of similar band, slightly different players.
Are you from Colorado?
I am. 303.
How much of a part of Soda Pop Kids were you?
I mean, I married one of them. Well, well, well.
Your Bantha man, show you my powers. I am your Panther Man, I am your Panther Man, I'll show you my claws. I'm gonna fight you. We'll be right back.
phenomenal. You just heard The Circulators, Yesterday's Kids. That one is on Total Punk Records. Saw them in May 2025. Brought me out of crowd surfing retirement. Hadn't crowd surfed for 7 years. They got me. Also saw them in August at the Stork Club in Oakland for their last show, allegedly. But they'll be back. Don't worry. Before that, you heard Clorox Girls, who you can see at Johnny Fest coming up January 17th. I'll tell you more about it momentarily. But that was a version of the song Total Babe, which came out on Bachelor Records 7-inch, and that's from Justin's era in Brazil. Before that, Panther Man by Panther Man. Sorry you can't invite me on a radio show and not hear that song
for
me.
That's so cool.
My Holy Grail record. Thanks, Daniel Freed, for showing me that. And again, before that, Kill City Thrillers, Well, Well, Well. Rest in peace, Johnny P. Jules.
Oh, Johnny. He was the singer also of Soda Pop Kids.
Yes, yes. Same band, killer style. And, you know, we got another Johnny, Johnny Cat, who has an entire fest coming up January 17th at Blackwater. Really got to plug it because it's going to be so fun, and I would hate it if you miss it. We'll have Flip Tops, Red Dawns, Clorox Girls, Deadly Weapons, which is Tina and Justin's band from Oakland, Piss Test, my old band, Andy Place and the Coolheads, High Society, a superstar MC5 cover band, and Red Shadows. That's at Blackwater, January 17th. It's a Saturday. Be there all day.
A Deadly Weapons features Justin Schramer?
Justin Maurer from Clorox Girls.
Oh.
I know, it's sick. And he's on drums. Justin Schramer is in the MC5 cover band. Justins.
How cool.
You can't miss it. It's going to be so good. You must go.
Yes, we must. That's on a Saturday night.
Saturday night.
Excellent.
And speaking of the Johnster, we've got another song and Justin Schramer, right? This is a poem that Justin Schramer wrote about Johnny Cat. And this is from my new band with Zach and Justin. We haven't played out yet. This is a world premiere. It's called Song for Johnny. The band is called Sneer Brute. Here you go.
Killer. X-Ray FM. Right. Oh, there we go. Oh, Samantha, hey, thanks so much for coming in.
Absolutely, anytime.
And you're experienced, so you can run the turntables. And
yeah, you can hear me cueing and fucking up those feeds.
Sorry about that. Hope we had the cue right.
Hope you all loved it.
Zach told us we were playing two records at once.
Anything for him.
Make sure you go out on the 17th.
Yeah, go to Johnny Fest. We'll be there. You're going to love it.
We're going to finish with one last song, and A Hipster Suck is coming up in 1 minute.
Yes. Speaking of hipster sucking, here's Puppet Wipes. Do you want to touch my safety pin?
Love you. Night-night.
Night.